Wait, this movie's in favor of free speech? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was against free speech. And I want nothing to do with this piece of garbage.
This Friday, the film Can We Take a Joke premiered at Doc NYC, America's largest documentary film festival. It chronicles the rise of outrage culture and its effect on stand-up comedy and free speech. Reason TV was on the scene at a pre-party at the Comedy Cellar's Village Underground, where filmmakers, comedians, and free speech advocates were eager to sound off about threats to free speech and thought following a week of high-profile anti-speech protests on college campuses like Yale and Mizzou.
I was doing a comedy podcast at the Comedy Cellar back in 2012, and there was this guy, Lee Camp, on the panel, and he was the self-described most liberal person on the panel, and he said, you know, I really don't like playing campuses anymore because I can't use my best stuff. Seeing a comedian not wanting to play campus, I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Comedy is a great leveling power because dictators and evildoers and so forth, they don't like to, you know, shocker, be made fun of, and you see this even on much, much smaller level, like on college campuses, where the administrators, surprise, surprise, don't like to be made fun of either.
And I told her, she's actually pretty cool. We had some friends in from town, and we went to the American Girl doll store, right? Which, by the way, apparently you have to spend half of your salary on one fucking doll, which turns out is from China. And I was thinking, I could buy a kid from China for less than it costs me. And see, if I told this at a college, I'd have to say I am completely anti-human trade. I do not...
Well, as far as comedy and colleges are concerned, I have a new mantra. It's more punchlines, less pouting. Because people need to put their good big girl panties on and realize a joke is a joke, that humor is an elaborate, awesome thing that actually can have valid points to it. It can make you think, it can stretch you, and it can take you to being a better person, which is, isn't that why people go to college?
About 15 years ago, I was at the Comedy Cellar with my brother, Matt, who's a stand-up comedian, and someone there was offended by one of the jokes the comedian said. And we looked at each other like, this is so weird. Why would you come to a comedy club to get offended? Maybe the events of this week in recent times, maybe it signals that we're reaching peak crazy and that people are gonna finally say, wow, you know, this is a little too nutty. But on the other hand, the outrage mob could just keep plowing ahead. People in power who wanna shut up people who want to criticize them. And so, you know, telling a joke about something is the first way to, you know, make sure that you're still free. As long as we can tell jokes, we're still free.
I love doing this. I love spreading joy, and I love that you guys are all here supporting such a good cause, because humor and comedy and laughing at even gruesome shit is awesome. It's what makes the world go round, right?